From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Friday edition of the Living Truth program. This week, we have been studying 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12, which I've emphasized throughout the course of the week, is a very unique verse in God's Word. Now again, it's no more inspired than any other verse in the Bible because all of the Bible is given by inspiration of God. Every bit of the Bible is inspired of God. But this particular verse has quite a challenge for those of us who know the Lord, where it says, and again, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12, a verse to be memorized, a verse to meditate upon, and a verse to obey. It says that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. Now, so far this week, we have taken the opportunity to look at the walk of the Christian. And the point of the Christian walk is that the course or the manner of life for the believer is to be God-centered, God-focused, and God-honoring. Then, yesterday, we looked at the worthy walk of the Christian. And I emphasized that the entire life of the believer, that is, actions, attitudes, activities, and motives, the entire life of the believer is to reflect and please God in all things. Does that describe your life, dear Christian? Well, I trust that it does. And today, we're going to wrap up this study by noting the wonderful, worthy walk of the Christian. The wonderful, worthy walk of the Christian. And that's found there in the last phrase of verse 12 of 1 Thessalonians 2, where it says, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. Who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. You see, the wonderful work of the Christian is that we are called into God's kingdom and glory. And beloved, I believe that that's the greatest experience that anyone can have. Think of that. Just think of it. That those of us who are ungodly, humanistic sinners, separated from God, for the Bible says, all have sinned and have come short to the glory of God. Think of it, that when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, we have the great experience of walking worthy of the kingdom and the glory of God. Do we deserve that? Not at all. But that's why the Christian life is so wonderful. There's a song that we used to sing years ago, and I can't remember all of the words, but it says, isn't it wonderful to be a Christian? And of course, it goes on and has quite a theme, but isn't that the truth, beloved? Isn't it wonderful to be a Christian? And I say that for many reasons, but according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12, number one, it's wonderful to be a Christian because we've been called into the kingdom of God. Stop to think about that for a moment. You see, the fact of the matter is that through faith in Jesus Christ alone, we as born-again believers, the regenerated, the justified, and the sanctified children of God, and thus the eternal citizens of God's everlasting kingdom, have the opportunity to be a part of his kingdom. Think about that. And though we are citizens of God's kingdom now here on earth, we realize that the full completion of the kingdom of God will be experienced in the millennium when the Lord Jesus Christ establishes his 1,000-year reign on the earth. And that'll be a great time of peace and blessing, and government that is upright and just and pure. But right now, as born-again believers, we are a part of the kingdom of God. And by the way, it takes being born again to be a part of that kingdom. Remember when the Lord Jesus Christ was speaking to Nicodemus back there in John chapter 3? He says this in verse 3, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." In verse 5, Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." And then Jesus says in verse 7 of John 3, "Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again." You see, the way to become a part of the kingdom of God is to be born again. And that means that as a part of his kingdom, yes, God will provide for us. He will protect us. He will care for us. But it is also important that we live in submission to his will and his word. In other words, we allow the Lord Jesus to be not only our Savior, but also the Lord of our lives. What a tremendous blessing it is to be a part of God's eternal kingdom. But not only are we called unto God's kingdom, but here, as we go back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 12, we are also called into God's glory. Do you see it there? Let me read the entire verse. "That ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory." Here's the point. Through our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, indeed, we share in God's glory now because of the fact that we are joint heirs with Christ now. But when Jesus Christ comes, we will share the fullness of his glory. Now, that's something to chew on for a while. Let me say it again. That through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we share in God's glory now. Because now we are joint heirs with Christ. But when Jesus Christ comes again, we will share in his eternal presence and eternal glory forever and ever. Think about that. What a wonderful thing it is to be a Christian. In Romans chapter 8, verses 16 and 17, the Word of God says this, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." And by the way, that teaches us that when you're saved, you really know it. Now, every now and then I deal with people who say, "Pastor Gary, I'm not sure that I'm saved." Well, if you're not sure that you're saved, chances are you are not. Because when you are saved, you know it. Why? Because the Spirit of God bears witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. And so today, if you're hearing me on the radio and you are doubting your salvation, you're questioning whether or not you've ever been saved, chances are you've not been. So don't go one step further before you trust Jesus Christ as Savior, and then the Spirit of God will bear witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. But then it goes on in verse 17 of Romans 8 and says, "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together." Just think of that. We share Christ, joint heirs with Christ. We may suffer for him. But when we suffer for him, we are actually suffering with him, that we might be glorified together with him. Think of it. We have the privilege of sharing in the glory of God now, but certainly we'll see the fullness of that when Christ comes again. Over in the book of Colossians, chapter 3 and verse 4, it says, "When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory." And so the fact of the matter is that since we are called into God's glory, we've got the opportunity to praise him, to honor him, to exalt him, to worship him, to serve him day by day, and with each passing moment. That is the wonderful, worthy walk of the Christian. We are called into God's kingdom, and we are called into God's glory. Well, I trust that you have benefited from this study this week, from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12. As I said, a very significant verse of Scripture in all of the Bible, where it says that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. And the thing to learn from that verse is this. The only acceptable motive for living for the God-honoring Christian is to walk worthy of God, because nothing else is suitable unto God. Nothing. So, two questions I leave with you today as we conclude this series. Number one, are you a born-again child of God? If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord right now and ask Him to save you, and He will. And then secondly, if you are a born-again child of God, what is your motive for living? What is it? Be honest. Be completely honest. Because the only way to please God, to be blessed by God, to be used of God, and to be rewarded by God is to walk worthy of God through knowing Him, through growing in Him, through pleasing Him, through reflecting Him, through obeying Him, and through serving Him. And I trust that you can say today before Almighty God, yes, I'm called into His kingdom and glory, and I am walking worthy of God. Well, it's been a delight to share with you throughout the course of this week from this tremendous verse, 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 12. Now, I would encourage you to go to church on Sunday and then join us once again Monday for another edition of the Living Truth program. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen? Yes, amen indeed.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.